This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Equatorial Guinea has appealed for international help following a series of blasts at a military camp which killed at least 15 people and injured hundreds more. The explosions in the city of Bata destroyed homes and scattered debris across a wide area. Our Africa editor is Will Ross.
Videos from the scene showed injured people staggering through clouds of smoke to reach safety. In a statement read out on national television, the president of Equatorial Guinea, Teodoro Obiang Nguema, said the explosions had been caused by the negligence of the team in charge of storing dynamite inside the military base. That put an end to hours of speculation over what exactly had happened. It's not surprising that the health services were quickly overwhelmed. These were extremely powerful explosions that flattened homes and tore the roofs off buildings.
The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has called for a 90-day reduction in violence in Afghanistan and a new international peace effort overseen by the United Nations. The proposal is contained in a letter to President Ashraf Ghani. All remaining US forces are due to leave the country by the end of next month. Dozens of people are feared dead after a fire at a migrant detention centre in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. The UN Migration Agency says more than 170 were hurt. Paul Adams reports.
Conditions at the detention facility were said to be squalid even before this devastating fire. Migrants and guards are reported to be among the dead. It's not known what caused the fire, but a Saudi airstrike is known to have damaged buildings nearby. Despite Yemen's endless war, tens of thousands of migrants, mostly from the Horn of Africa, try and pass through the country every year, hoping to find work in neighbouring Saudi Arabia. But the war has closed the borders, and the migrants are stuck in a country torn apart by conflict, hunger and disease.
The first major television interview by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex since they quit their roles last year as working members of the British royal family is being screened in the US. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan recorded the interview with their friend, Oprah Winfrey. From Los Angeles, here's Peter Bowes.
Watching some of the commentary over the last few days, a lot of Americans are watching this because of the soap opera style interest in the activities of the British royal family. People watch The Crown here, which, as we know, is based on a fictitious interpretation of events. And I think that is the fishbowl, if you like, through which many people see the royal family. What they are looking at this interview for is some real life stories, and whether racism comes into that, it seems very unlikely that Oprah Winfrey will not address that issue head on, but we're looking for the detail.
That was Peter Bowes in Los Angeles. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.